So that'll be very important. Ubley did a great job last week holding him to 13 carries for 24 yards. But look for Kadar to get going himself and watch this offense explode for more than just two touchdowns.
In the backfield, Kaden Boynton, Ethan Hessling, and Luke Woodkey are the main backs when Harbor Beach comes out in the storied T formation. As a team, the Pirates rush for 135 yards.
It appeared last week that when they went into the tee, Luke Woodkey was the guy they really wanted to get the ball to, and that's no surprise because when they pass the ball, it's Luke Woodkey they want to get the ball to. So number six for Harbor Beach is the guy that the Sandusky is going to look to take out of the game. Woodkey had 11 carries for 37 yards and a very crucial fumble in the red zone right on the goal line for Harbor Beach. That play ended up not coming back to haunt them, but would have given them some extra breathing room. But Ethan Hessling, a senior, knows this backfield very well. He had a touchdown last week. And probably the most successful guy is the guy we don't mention enough, and that's Kaden Boynton. He had a touchdown and led the team in rushing with 44 yards last week.
It's no question that Harbor Beach struggled to connect on passing routes and through the air last week, really showing those week one growing pains, especially with few practices under their belt. Last year, the Pirates threw for 925 yards with 57 completions on just 85 attempts. I'm confident when I say that I'm sure Troy Shelkey gave his offense this week plenty of reps to make sure Kadar and his wide receivers are on the same page entering tonight.
If there was one bright spot, Mason Booms only had 5 receptions last year. He had 3 already last week and had a couple targets that could have gone his way if the pass was more accurate. But Luke Woodkey led the team last year with 9 catches, 183 yards, and 3 scores. Last week, he only had 1 catch, but targeted a ton. So look for those two guys to be the focal point of the passing offense. But don't sleep on a couple of sophomores that I think have a ton of talent, and Tanton Babcock and Levi Klasky. Klasky ran the ball a little bit last week, looked very good, but Tanton Babcock is a guy that's going to catch a couple passes this season that's going to open up the eyes of the coaching staff at Harbor Beach.
We are just 13 minutes away from kicking off the second week of the regular season with the future of the Greater Eartham East title on the line. The Sandusky Redskins are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates, so keep it locked on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. 2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For 5-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan. For primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified Trauma 4 Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For 3 senior living communities, 4 pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Albert Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cunningham, President and CEO at North Star Bank. North Star Bank is built on 3 principles: service, leadership, and trust. What does that mean for our customers and community? It means our customers experience personal service when you call North Star Bank. You will speak to one of our experienced team members, not an automated phone system. It means you'll see familiar faces you can trust when visiting your local branch. It means North Star Bank is a leader in the community. North Star Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that is committed to making our community an exceptional place to live and work. We reinvest in the community by lending to local businesses and residents. We donate to community organizations and to local families in need. And our valued team members volunteer countless hours at community events. If you're looking for a bank that cares about your success and that of our community, call or stop by a North Star Bank office.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
A seasonably warm Friday night here in Harbor Beach, Michigan, Sandusky and Harbor Beach in week number 5, which is actually week number 2 of the regular season. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football all season long. Listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com as well. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Banky with your call tonight. High above this field here in Harbor Beach. And as the crow flies, 30 miles separate Harbor Beach and Sandusky, north by northeast. For those driving to the game who are lucky enough to snag a ticket or found a scalper on this nearby sidewalk, it's 37 miles from East Pine Tree Lane to South 5th Street in Harbor Beach. One would head east on M46 past Dairy Queen, north on good old Ruth Road until you hit M142 and then head east. If you've hit water or Smalley's Bar and Grill, you've gone too far. In regards to school size, Harbor Beach is the second smallest school in the Greater Thumb Conference with 206 students enrolled. Sandusky is tied for fourth largest in the Greater Thumb Conference with Bannack, each with 291 students per the MHSAA. So in regards to school size, it's Sandusky by 85 students. Tonight is the 38th time that the Redskins and Pirates have met on the gridiron. The first matchup took place in 1983, which was the first year that Sandusky was in the Thumb C League compared to previously in the Thumb B. They have played every year ever since, and Harbor Beach leads the overall series 25-12. That very first game resulted in a victory for Harbor Beach 12-6, with the Pirates having a quarterback by the name of Troy Shelkey. He threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Bob Wood in the fourth quarter, and that turned out to be the difference maker, which also happened to be Sandusky's homecoming. Brad Esmaker had 94 yards on 26 carries for Harbor Beach. Rick Graves led the way for Sandusky with 79 yards on 23 carries, and Bruce Fleming had 75 on 11 tries. It's amazing what you can find in the Sandusky Republican Tribune archives, especially late into the night, Dave.
That's the only time you find this stuff.
Last year on offense, Sandusky had the best scoring production in the Greater Thumb Conference. Harbor Beach close behind in the 3 slot. The Redskins averaged 38 points per game last year. Harbor Beach at 36.8. So going off of last year's numbers, it's Sandusky by 1.2 points. Defensively, in 2019, the Pirates allowed just 9.5 points per game, putting them in the number 2 slot. Cass City was at number 1. The Redskins' defense was in the middle of the pack in 2019, allowing 24.9 per football game, which was the 6th best. So on the other side of the ball, with 2019 numbers again, it's Harbor Beach by 15.4. Las Vegas has set their line for the game, and they're confident in that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at The Ohio State University and Deion Sanders Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Sandusky, 10.5 points. Tonight is the 269th day of the year, meaning there are just 96 days until 2020 is finally over. Can't wait for the season finale. Thank you for joining us for our broadcast tonight, whether you're listening at home, out for a walk, or maybe still driving home from work. Which, Dave, this leads me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this topic?
Let's do it.
Highway safety.
Perfect.
Your specialty. The center line of a highway, which may seem like a pretty logical idea these days for safety, was not invented until 1911 in all places but Michigan's own Wayne County. My question to you, Dave, is who was the inspiration behind painting a line to separate the lanes of traffic?
Wow. You never cease to amaze me on this stuff. I have to pass. I have not a clue.
Well, it's surprising, Dave, that you didn't know this one. It's Edward Hines. Hmm. He was driving down the road behind a milk wagon. He noticed milk was leaking from the wagon onto the road, and a light bulb went off from there. And River Road in Trenton, Michigan was the first road to have a painted line.